I completely forgot to tell you. So my manager is so cool, and she always has her cute little things to say. I wanted to add, my manager is so cool. She has these cool things to say, and she always says, when everything's good, she always says, "We Gucci." So I wanted to name this We Gucci because, everything's good, and so many beautiful things are manifesting. When we get out of our stuckness and we just have a flow and we just, really get in tune with ourself and where we're going, everything falls into place. And when we feel that peace and that, inner wisdom, we connect with ourselves, everything is going to be perfect because when we're aligned, everything just falls into that alignment. And so I am part of a group now that's called Women on Purpose for the Planet. And it is exactly what I'm doing right now. And I'm just so excited about this summit that I'm just overjoyed because it's exactly what I was looking for and how I could use my unique talents or how you could use your unique talents and give back. And so this is pretty much what I talk about every single time on all my episodes is to find your purpose, your reason why you're here on this earth and truly step into that. So I encourage you to do that today and so that we could all be Gucci. Righty dears, have a lovely, lovely day and I wish you the best and a lot of really fabulous, exciting, exuberant energy to help you through. Okay, all right, and to thrive, right? Okay, it's all about that. Give me a high five, and good vibes. All right, take care. Okay, bye. Ciao for now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my soaking sanctuary. I'm so happy that you're here and that you found me or that you're following each episode. And as I always say that if you haven't heard the previous episodes, a lot of the things I talk about are from the previous episodes, but it's certainly not necessary. And if I do sound like I am repeating myself, it's for that reason, for the ones who haven't heard of my previous episodes and know where I am, who I am, and what I'm all about, and what I'm trying to get, how to put forth into to life and to everyone's heart and soul, the message of really truly living life. And along the way, I share my journey, and I do this all in my soaking sanctuary where I feel like, all of the thoughts are so fluid and I'm just in peace and a lot of joy. I usually live on a high vibration and I'm breathing right now because somehow my lungs feel like I'm not letting in enough air. And especially this morning, I went to work out on a Saturday at 6 o'clock for probably the very first time. I was let off early at work. I was gonna say let go, but that doesn't sound good. I was let off early from work yesterday, and a little terror went in my body because I didn't have anything planned, and I have become such a planner that if something comes unexpectedly like that, it's like, whoa, I didn't have anything planned, and I prefer to have things planned out. So now I know I need to have a contingency plan in case something like that happens in the future. At least I'll know, like the things that need to get done or what I need to do.
I had actually planned that, so that was on a Friday, and I had planned to do a lot of things today, which is Saturday, and I'm just so glad I had that time yesterday, because I did not realize how exhausted my body was and how much sleep I didn't get from the night before. So when I got home, I basically just relaxed, and I pretty much took a long ass nap, and it felt great. And I wasn't gonna get into my head about, you know, me not being able to sleep later, or what if this and what if that, or I should be doing this or that or whatever. I just, you know, let the moment go in the way that my body wanted it to go. And I came home. I came home from work. It was around lunchtime. I was starving. I could have easily just passed out and fell asleep, but that would have been out of just my body weakness and not enough nutrients in my body. And I felt that. And although I was really tired, I was getting a little bit weak too, because I hadn't eaten in since probably like 6 hours before that. I did have a little snack in between that. It was a cheese Danish. It's like a Philly cheese Danish. Oh my God, it was so good. So good. And I've learned not to be apologetic about, you know, what I'm eating or feel guilty or anything. If I'm going to consciously choose to eat something, I am going to enjoy it. You know, that's one of the ways that our body can create good hormones, right? To regulate so many other things in our body and our thinking and our mind and mind, body, soul, right? If we're not really enjoying something, we shouldn't be doing it. So when we feel guilty or shame or something like that, then it's probably best not to do it. But if you are going to just own it and enjoy it, then great. So I rarely even have like donut or Danish or anything like that. Last time I can remember I ate something like that, it was a cinnamon roll, which you probably not see me eating a cinnamon roll, but it looked good and I wanted to have it, and that was probably about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago. But that's okay. You know, that's me. That's not everybody. I don't have a certain food addiction anymore. And I feel good about that. And I feel good about, you know, the things that I'm eating. And when I'm eating and how much I'm eating and all of that. But, you know, it takes time, right? It takes time for you to figure out what is good for you. And that's okay. You know, a lot of times we see other people, or, you know, other people are doing things that we want to try, or we want to look like, or we want to this and that. And, you know, we need to realize that they're not us. We're not them. And there's nothing bad or good about that. We're just different people. And we just need to find out what is unique for ourselves, right? So one of the things that I'm really excited about is that I have been in a fitness or exercise program since September, and so much has manifested within this time frame. And I just finished my third 6-week challenge, and I'm excited and I'm proud of myself, and I just, you know, I'm glowing, and I'm glowing from within. And this morning challenge, I'm done with the challenge actually, but a daily challenge as far as exercise is that I went at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was a Spartan race prep training, I guess, Spartan race training. And I had no idea what all this was about, and I didn't expect it. And so we started out running,
And then, you know, a whole bunch of exercises. And it was really, really good because I learned a lot. And just to show up was the most important thing. But I realized, you know, staying consistent is everything. I looked at a couple of videos of these. I think they're called super agers, which are women, people, who don't even look their age. They look many decades younger than their age, and they feel fabulous. And, you know, what are their secrets? And there were two that work out. They work out every day. They don't need to lift heavy weights. Some of them do lift heavy weights, you know, that's up to them, but it's not necessary. They just do it every day in some way. And so that is my motto, is to, in some way, every day, you know, reach my 10K steps and, you know, move. Because if I don't move, then I start feeling pain in other areas, especially my neck, back. I sit most of the day at work, so I need to keep my body flexible and moving. And when I feel like I'm getting really tight, then I really have to, you know, work extra hard at stretching out. And if we just did this every day, you know, like with yoga practice or the regular, like my dad did calisthenics every day, and even in his late 70s, he could still touch the floor, you know, standing and then bending over and touch the floor, because he did this every single morning. And he probably didn't do it for more than 10 minutes, but he would do like jogging in place. And I don't know if he'd actually do jumping jacks. I have no idea. But I just remember he would do the little stretches and stuff, but he did it every day. So like at late 70s, even probably overweight and, you know, not in the best of health or whatever, he could still touch a floor, which most of us can't even do that. Even if we are fit or semi-fit or younger, you know, whatever the case may be, we can't do that. And that's okay. We're all individuals. We all have our, you know, things, our priorities, our what our body needs, what our body's abilities are, and that's okay. We don't need to feel like we constantly need to meet up to everyone's standards because, you know, they didn't get there from a day or two. And if you think about it, you know, all the pills and the fad diets and et cetera, et cetera. If everyone, you know, if it worked, then everyone would be doing it and people try, but they always fail because there is no such thing as like a miracle pill or a miracle, you know, fad diet or anything, right? Because with the most healthy thing is going down to the basics of eating well, eating whole foods, not, you know, eating the packaged foods or even a pre-done foods, and anything that is colorful. And I know it's around Easter right now. I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this, but anything that's colorful, these colors are waste from petroleum industry. And so the red, the blue, the yellows, there are all carcinogenics, and they're outlawed in Europe, but in the U.S. they're in everything, and Doritos and Cheetos and all those yummy colorful snacks that we have, and anything that's adding the blue or the yellow or the magenta, or no, that's not magenta, sorry, the red. They're all really unhealthy for us because they are from the petroleum industry. And how is our body going to accept that, right? It's not. It's going to reject it. And so we need to be really careful of all the things that we're putting in our body, such as the sucralose. There's a lot of things that have sucralose, because it's like, I think, 600 times sweeter than actual sugar. So, you know, they put the sucralose in whatever so that we could have our little sweet drink or, you know, mix and be happy and on our way. But that's just a way of addicting us to things that are not natural for our body. And then our body trying to reject it. And then we think that we need that, whatever it is, because it gives us energy or because it helps us lose weight or, you know, whatever the circumstance may be and why we're taking it in the first place, or because it looks pretty or it tastes good, and it's not good for us. And we don't realize these things because we think that the government's looking out for us, but it's not. We need to look out for ourselves. So a friend of mine, I joked, because after workout, she said that she wanted to usually she has Starbucks. So I said, well, you may as well put your protein powder in your Starbucks if that's a common thing for you. And then she sent me a picture of something that she saw in the store, which was actually a coffee with caffeine in it. And I think a coffee with protein in it and BCAAs. So I looked up the ingredients, and it had the sucralose, and it had like a whole bunch of other stuff in there. And I said, honestly, you'd be better off with your coffee and your protein in it, because you don't need all the extra stuff, right? Depending on what's in your protein. But it had a whole bunch of like preservatives and sweeteners. It did have the sucralose in there. And it's really, really devastating for our body, because our body sees that and its toxins, and it tries to reject it. And so what we're doing is that we're really pushing a lot on our body to process, and it's not even a natural thing for our body to process. So if you could think of maybe like an assembly line where you have just this one job, and all of a sudden you see something on the assembly line that you don't even know what in the world it is, what are you going to do with it? You're not going to press it on to the next stage, to the next person in the assembly line, because you're accountable for that one job or the one thing or the one quality inspection or the one thing that you need to, you know, produce or put together or in the body's case, you know, use as energy, right? So if you're on that assembly line in your body, you're going to start, you know, storing it in a miscellaneous spot, which is actually hazardous waste. And that's where cancers and other old age diseases and inflammatory diseases develop, because of that person or that little worker inside your body going, what in the world is this? I don't even know what to do with this. And then they start putting it in the hazardous waste dump in your body. And if your body doesn't expel that, then you're basically screwed, to be honest with you. We all are. You know, we're breathing it, we're ingesting it, we're putting it on our skin, which is the largest organ. And so we really, really need to be careful. And, you know, a lot of people could have a rebellious attitude and go, who cares? You know, I'm just going to eat whatever I want to. I'm going to do whatever I want to. And that's fine. It's your choice if that's what you want to do. But I feel like the things that I'm learning, I would love to, you know, help empower others to really be mindful of the things that they're putting in their body, because these are the things that will manifest into the hazardous waste that comes out in later in age, or it could come earlier. It's like a ticking bomb. So the more that we could be aware of this and educated about it, the more power that we have for ourselves to become free of the misconception or the
you know, relying on others for our well-being, because we need to do that ourselves. Anyway, going back to the workout, I'm just really excited that I'm taking everything into consideration, taking it to heart, and pacing myself in the way of training. I am not a born runner, or what I call, it's so funny because I call it long distance running, but it's actually just a mile. For me, that's long distance running, okay? Because I'm a sprinter and I could probably, you know, sprint. I can't say I could, you know, beat anyone, but with these little legs, these little cannonball legs, they work pretty good. I'll just put it that way. However, when it comes down to stamina, it's not my thing. And I'm like all about the burst and the speed, but not the stamina. So how lions are, maybe, how they could just like burst, do those bursts, and give all their energy with everything, but they can't last. That's how the other animals can outrun them. They may not be as fast, but they're more agile and they have the stamina to outrun them. And so they stop. So I am, my spirit animal is a lion, interestingly. And so I am very strong. I'm not that big. Lions are not that big, right? In comparison to some of the other animals in the jungle, lion's pretty tiny, but mighty. And so anyway, I really feel like I need to overcome that. And it's a whole mindset. I don't have the can't in my in my vocabulary, because I need to, you know, ask better questions and figure out better solutions in order for me to overcome these challenges. That's not natural for me to be a long distance runner, which is just a mile. So I'm working up to that mile. So this morning, I just want to tell you that it was a struggle, because it was first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a little cold. It was cold and windy. So here I am, my body's running and it feels good. Like my body had energy. Yesterday when I was let off of work or let out of work a little early, I just crashed and passed out, and I slept somewhat at nighttime, but not really like long hours, which probably because I slept from before, but that's okay. But regardless, my first burst of energy was good. And it's pretty common that in the morning I have that energy. Later in the afternoon, I get a little bit tired. And especially in the sun or the heat, I get very tired. It just drains me. So I ran, and I ran with my swole sister. So we were in the head of the pack by far, actually. And then by the second round, I started just feeling my lungs just very tight. And not tight that I had to cough, but tight in the sense of they were not expanding in the capacity of which I needed air. And so I felt like I really needed more air than I was getting. So to give you an example, I felt like instead of getting like a 10, which would be normal effort and normal air in my lungs for the energy that I'm putting out, I felt like I was getting like a 7 or 8. So I felt like it's not enough. It's not enough. And so at some point I had to slow down and catch a couple of breaths, probably 2 or 3 breaths. And then I kept going because she kept going. And I appreciate that she kept going. She didn't stop because of me. So I kept going. I just got like 2 or 3 breaths and I kept going. And then I stopped like 2 or 3 times, but I still finished in the top 3 out of all these people who were training for Spartan, which usually, train at that time. So I felt really excited and very proud. Even though I didn't feel like I got enough air, I was still doing it, and that my body was not giving out. My body had a lot of energy to keep going. I could have ran like 3 miles if I could have enough air, but I needed to listen to my body and follow through. And that is the most important part of exercises to build up the strength. It's taken me a long time, a long time to get up to, running a mile and staying running. And it's going to take time. It just will take time. I'm not a natural born long distance runner. I need to build up my stamina, and that's what I'm training for. And that's what we do, is we stay consistent. We stay, better than yesterday, and we keep going. We don't give up, right? No matter what it is, we don't give up. There's some days that I feel like I don't even know what the heck is going on. My brain is still asleep. My body's awake, but my brain's asleep. And I'm just like clueless with what's going on. So I just basically follow everybody else. And it's awesome because, people are forgiving and nobody makes fun of anybody. And there are days that, I know what the heck is going on. And there's other days that I have no clue. But I'm there and I'm doing it and I'm proud. And I feel a sense of accomplishment for the day. And it just really sets the morning for me. Or if I work out in the evening, it sets the evening for me, right, for good rest and a day's accomplishment. And on Thursday, since I had been working out every day, I gave myself a break. And I said, oh, maybe I can do yoga in the evening. But I decided in the evening, no, I'm going to rest for Friday. And Friday, I need to be at the gym at 5. And it was the first time that my friend had gone the whole week because the weekend threw her off. And it happens like that sometimes. But I was so proud of her that she went Friday, and she also went early this morning. And we're just, cheering each other on and helping each other through. And, it feels really, really good. And it's a struggle, even for people who do this every day, even for people who know what the reward's going to feel like, even for people who, are single moms and single dads, or going through a really rough time, or have lost their job, or, really big change in life, right? Divorce, marriage, child, whatever it is, moving. They figure out a way to continue that momentum, and that's what it's all about. And it's just a way of life. It's a lifestyle. I had just talked to somebody who I rarely see, but when I do see him, I'm really happy because we work together. But we don't work in the same department or anything, but we work together, and so it's encouraging to see him there. And it's not his home gym, but he likes to come on the weekend because it is such a good workout. And I just learned he's 57. So he comes to the gym 3 to 4 times a week, and he runs the other times. And he looks, I swear, I thought he was 47. So he looks really amazing, and he feels great. And prior to starting with the program, he had dropped 35 pounds. Other people have been eating less and running. And I'm not the only one who's not a natural runner. And we all need to start from some place. And we all have our, certain purposes and reasons why. And, whatever it is, doesn't need to be running. So what my BFF is trying to figure out is what's going to be good for her. And also, she has a really close friend who's a cardiologist. And the cardiologist suggests, find something that you could do that is sustainable. Don't do anything that you're going to start and stop. That's kind of what I told her, but
what stuck was with what the doctor said, but I told her the same thing. I said, don't start anything if you can't continue doing it. So she is working through that. It is possibly going to be something very relaxing and meditative and working on flexibility and balance and, you know, other things such as Tai Chi or yoga. And she's just, you know, exploring and trying to figure out her schedule and also seeing really what's going to be feasible in her schedule to maintain and to be able to, find the benefit of doing on a regular basis, which for her, I would say start out with once a week first. And she is walking every day, which I have encouraged her to, you know, to do something first every day consistently and then add on. Don't just try to add on a whole bunch of things, because that's the thing that we need to work on is the consistency part of it. Our minds are amazing. But as much as our minds tell us that we want to do something, they can easily tell us, oh, it's so comfortable in the sofa and your favorite show is on and you're a little bit hungry right now and you haven't checked your email or your Facebook or whatever, right? So it's like, oh my God, by the time like 2 hours pass or hour passes, you're like, do I really feel like going? And your body's going, oh, you know what? There's some cake inside the refrigerator. Treat yourself. You had a hard day. Right? Or for me in the morning, it's all about, oh, it's so comfy here and I'm so tired. It's okay. You went to work out yesterday, or you could work out tonight. And the best thing is that if I already have night plans, there's no choice. Like, I have to go. And I think the thing for my swole sister, we tell each other, we're already up, let's just go. And, we don't let the mind tell us, oh, you need to stay in bed, or, you know, just take it easy, or whatever. It's like, damn it, we're already up. You know, some mornings it's like, okay, let's go. Some mornings like, oh God, we're gonna drag ourselves out of bed, but you know, we are so proud when we do it. Like this morning, I did not need to go at 6 o'clock. I didn't have that schedule today where I had to go early, so I needed to rush. But she does. On Saturday, she works and she cannot go at 7 o'clock. So I said, hey, if you're going at 6, I'm going at 6 too. And I really felt like it was just the most wonderful thing that I went, I did something different, I had a good workout, and you know, I ate really well. I am in love with portobello mushrooms. They just are so hearty and meaty. People have used them on the cooking channel, on those shows, in the place of meat. So sometimes they need to make dishes that simulate like meat. And they use portobello mushrooms, like a portobello steak. So I actually had a stuffed portobello mushroom, which had squash. I think I may have told you this. But it had like squash and other things in there. And oh my gosh, it was so delicious. And I ate it and I was like, wow, this was meatless. And, you know, we're sometimes the meat eaters. Sometimes, you know, we feel like we need to have meat for every meal, but we don't. And that so happened to have like feta cheese and some other type of cheese in there, which is good for the protein. But we also need to be mindful of, you know, getting protein in for all of our meals, which is important for our muscles. And if you are getting up there in age, it's okay. We just need to try harder at maintaining our muscle and building muscle, because we are losing it at a rapid rate. And I keep telling my younger friends, I'm like, keep it up because you do not want to lose your muscle at an older age. It's like, it just goes against us. We have more fat and less muscle every day. It's like more fat, less muscle, more fat, less muscle. It's like, oh my God, it's like, it seems like it's a non-winning battle, but we can overcome that. And if I could do it, you could do it too. And I know that it's gonna take time. I have the patience. I have the love for myself to continue to gift to myself this opportunity of not wasting the time and doing something that's beneficial for myself, my body. And also, you know, you're releasing endorphins and the dopamine and all the good stuff into your body that you have no idea. You know, we just put labels on it, what it is, but everything works in harmony together. So it could either work for you or work against you. And I would definitely say the harder it is, the more you need to try. And I can't say that it ever gets easy. I just show up. I'm just consistent. And being in the challenge really helped me with, you know, being accountable, because I had to, this last one, do 20 workouts in 5 weeks or less. I don't know. It seemed like it was less. Less time. I think I started in the middle of the week, or 2 weeks late. I think I started 2 weeks late. Anyway, regardless, doesn't matter. I finished it, and I worked out ways, creative ways to finish it. And that's really something that we can do. All of us, we can do it. And it's just whatever you put as a priority. And always remember your why. I think that's the strongest message, is always remember your why, because once you forget the why, then you forget why you're doing it, right? What's the purpose? Why are you doing it in the first place? Like, you might forget that. So if you don't forget that and you remember the reason why, that's really what's going to help you keep going. So I will leave you with that thought today and continue soaking in my sanctuary. I wish you the best and so much peace and love and light and serenity and balance. And always, whatever you're doing, live your life with intention and always remember your purpose and your why. Otherwise, it's senseless doing it. If you're doing it just for the sake of it, if you're wasting time and you're just doing it just because you always do it, but there isn't real purpose or real why, we become really wise and we become very, very, treat our time as sacred as we become older, because we realize that there is less and less time to do the things that we really want to do. And so we use our time wisely in the things that serve us. And the faster and the quicker and the better that you become when you're younger, the better it is for you in life. It's because you have more opportunities and more time to really live your life. And then you can, as I say, my motto is live your life with vacation eyes every single day and live on that high vibration. So really think about your why, your purpose in life, and live your life with intention. So what may work for me may not be exactly for you, but it's always the same foundations. And we really need to just come down to the basics. We need to set ourselves up for success. We need to be honest with ourselves and just go for it. Just do it, you know. Whenever your body, your mind is saying, I don't want to do it, just do it. Because by the time your body and your mind talks yourself out of it, then, you know, just one less day that you have or one less hour that you have that you could have done it. So being, for me, my purpose, my goal in life every day is to just, you know, get my gems of wisdom out there for you to enjoy and use and take to heart and really, truly, and deeply figure out what your purpose is, what your own purpose is in life. Because we all have a beautiful, beautiful set of experiences that can and will inspire others if we just live our life with it, with vacation eyes, right? And just be who we're meant to be. Be our best self. Live our best life. Be the best version of ourselves, right? Okay. So love and light. Have a beautiful day. And thank you so much for joining me in my soaking sanctuary. I'm really overjoyed that you're here. Okay. All right. We will talk soon. Bye. Ciao for now. I'm pressing buttons. Okay, here we go. Ciao for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.